Do you ever look around and think, who the hell am I? What do I want out of life? What do I even do for fun? Yeah, I knew the feeling. Hey, I'm Megan. I'm married to my high school sweetheart and we had 3 kids before the age of 24. I was so busy trying to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be that I never slowed down long enough to ask, is this what I want? I had no idea who I was and what was going to make me happy. And while I'm still trying to figure that out, I've come a long way, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know you want more too, and I want us to do this together. I want to be real with you. No sugar-coated bullshit here. Each week, we'll tackle different subjects ranging from career, health, relationships, parenting, and more. I'll be sharing stories from my personal life, as well as interviewing some pretty cool guests. Together, we'll unlock our ambition and reach for more. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Unlocking Your Ambition podcast. I am so glad to have you here. Today, we are diving into the 6 strategies to help ease anxiety and stress. And we are talking about this because I have been riddled with anxiety for the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if it's the full moon or, you know, the fact that I'm PMSing, sometimes that messes with my anxiety, or the change in seasons, or whatever. But for some reason, my anxiety has just been sky high lately. So, how do I know that about myself? I'm noticing that I'm very scattered. So, a couple examples are I recorded an episode for you. I recorded 2 episodes for you all last week. One, I changed like a filter in the recording, and so it had like a crazy echo. I could not release the episode, and I ran out of time to re-record it. The other one was the Friday like weekend episode, and I was so excited about it, and it just never got published. I recorded it. Edited it and just simply didn't post it like I thought I did. Some other examples are just like starting one task and then moving on to another task before that first task is complete, because I have like all of these to-dos. I just cannot keep them straight. And so I'm feeling very scattered, and I'll get more into why that is later on in the episode. Physically, my body, I am like physically tense. So I carry this a lot in my shoulders, and I carry it a lot in my back. So I can always tell when I'm anxious, when my muscles in these areas are just tight, when I'm just like sitting in my chair or like standing watching a soccer game or something like that. So I'm noticing that a lot. Losing my patience easily. That's a big one. I have a little bit of apathy at work. What that means is like, I just have a general, like, don't give a fuck. And I do give a fuck. Which is why this one in particular is like hard for me, because I do care. I want to do a good job. But like when someone challenges an idea, or they have like an idea for a new project that should really be my project because of the way our roles are, I'm just kind of like, whatever, just do it. Like, I don't care. But I do. What else am I noticing? Racing thoughts and negative thoughts. So sometimes, you know, my brain just does not turn off. I have all these thoughts. I can't get them organized. And the negative thoughts is like that negative self-talk, which we've been working on this month in the Unlocking Your Ambition community. So subtle plug, if you are interested or if you don't know what that is, send me a DM on Instagram. I would love, love, love to get you in there. But in April, we were talking about like mindset. And so because that's been like so front and center for me, it's odd that I have been struggling with negative thoughts. And then lastly, I don't know about you, if you even experience anxiety, but for me, one of my super fun symptoms is that I actually hold my breath. So I'll go long periods of time without like taking breaths. And I catch myself doing that. And I know that I have done it for a really, really, really long time, like most of my life. But I never really knew that about myself until a doctor pointed it out to me when I was receiving my diagnosis, my actual diagnosis of anxiety. She looked at me and she was like, Megan, you're holding your breath right now. You're not even breathing. And so I do that. And I have to like remind myself to like take a nice big like cleansing breath every now and then and get myself back on track. So what am I doing about it? I have some strategies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have seven strategies that I use to combat my anxiety. Sorry, see, this is my scatterbrain. I left an X in my notes when I was getting my thoughts organized. So I have seven strategies. Now, to be fully transparent, I 100% do not do every single one of these every single day. But this is my toolbox in addition to the medicine that I take and the therapist that I see. These are the other tools in my toolbox that I lean on outside of those things. Because I think I talked about this on here, but I believe that medicine is important, and especially if, you know, your diagnosis or your mindset or your space or your anxiety or depression or whatever it is debilitating and like preventing you from living your normal life, medicine is crucial for some people. Some people take it forever. Some people take it for just a season, and everywhere in between. It really is up to the individual and their doctor and all of that. So you have that, and then you have therapy, which I also think serves a purpose and is really great. And, you know, if you find the right therapist, it could be amazing. And all of these other tools. But I wanted to make sure that I mentioned those things, because if you have not listened to episode 5, episode 5, I share about my experience with anxiety and depression through the pandemic. And I kept hearing stuff like this that wasn't helpful to me because I didn't have the energy or the motivation or the discipline to actually implement any of those things. And so if you listen to this episode in a week or two from now, even a couple days from now, you have not done a single one of these things and you're feeling anxious and stressed, maybe it might be time for you to talk to somebody. So just going to put that out there. So my seven strategies. Number one, and this is pretty new-ish for me. I have done it periodically throughout my life, but I have been much more routine with it since the middle of last year, I guess. I journal. And I don't really do the journal prompts. Hold on one second. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I don't really do journal prompts. I'm more of a brain dump type of girl. So what that means is I sit with my journal, and sometimes I set a timer if I feel like I don't really have anything to write about. But for the most part, I just stream of consciousness, just get stuff out of my head. And a lot of times things will come up and I'll be able to identify problems or triggers or whatever through this journal process that I wouldn't otherwise have. So I love, love, love that as a resource. Number two is gratitude. So again, this was one that throughout the pandemic, I was like, oh, I should just be grateful and everything will be fine. No, if you are not going to use your gratitude journal because of the space that you're in, this is not the episode for you. But if you're experiencing a more mild anxiety or stress, then gratitude might be something that is helpful to you. So I like to begin my day with gratitude. Number three is to get organized. And this is like everywhere. So get organized in your spaces where you spend time. So for me, I notice, and I didn't put this up where I'm noticing because I took care of this already, but I collect a lot of clutter in my workspace at my desk when I'm feeling anxious and stressed. And then that contributes to my anxiety and my stress levels, right? So if you're like that, then go ahead and clear out all of your physical spaces of all of that clutter. Put the pile of laundry that's been on the couch for 3 days, go ahead and put that away. All of those types of things, go ahead and do them. And then also your to-do lists. So we are very, not regimen or routine. What's the word I'm looking for? We're very scheduled, I guess I should say. And within that, we are flexible. Like, I'm not super rigid about my schedule, but going into my week, I like to know who has what and when. I like to know what we're doing for dinner every night. I like to know what I'm responsible for versus what Drew's responsible for. I like to know all of that going into my week. And we have not been doing this practice. We had a bit of a family emergency, which threw us off a little bit. And then we had some other things that we were dealing with. So we've just been thrown off and we haven't been doing that schedule. And that's on me. That's my responsibility to do the schedule. But then from that schedule, I really do break down every day and like time block my time. So like, you know, from this time to this time, I get my workout in. And then from this time to this time, the kids are going to school. And then from this time to this time, I work. And then I have lunch. And then I work some more. And then maybe somewhere in there, I work on, you know, this or my community. And then come 5 o'clock, it's like, okay, soccer, wrestling, lacrosse, dinner, shower, bed. So anything that I need to get done, it really does need to get done like in the morning or throughout my day, because come 5 o'clock, I'm done. And today was a great example of that. It is currently 10:19 PM and it's past my bedtime, but I'm already slacking in the podcast department. So I was really wanting to get this out today on time, or tomorrow rather, Tuesday. So get organized, clear out all of your spaces, and then get your to-do lists in order. Oh, this is what I was going at. So because I haven't been like structuring my week and my day and all of my like shit that I want to get done and my priorities, I have been scattered. And so all of this shit has just been kind of like, was that done? Did I do that? How am I going to do all of this? Because I don't have it like outlined for me. And during this process, and I have to do this like on Sundays again when we sit down, and sometimes even like throughout the day, and be really realistic about what can and cannot get done in the time that I have with the resources that I have available to me. Right? This is an important one, because especially in today's like super overscheduled society, you know, everyone that I'm talking to lately have kids that are involved in like more than one thing at a time, and they have more than one child. And I don't know. I mean, I have one kid that has two things going on and the other two have one thing going on, and it's too much. It's too much for them. And it's too much for me, but our schedules are so jam-packed with stuff, and our to-do lists are a mile long, and then we beat ourselves up at the end of the day when all of our shit isn't done. And I really think that's because we're not realistic about what we can do in the amount of time that we have, right? And so being realistic, working in what you can, and then just knowing that there's a list of things that probably won't get done and being okay with that. So you kind of have to prioritize your time and prioritize what's really important. So again, that pile of laundry that's been sitting on the couch for 3 days, but it just wasn't on the fucking priority list, right? And that's okay. But now that it's really starting to affect you, you really do have to do something about it. So that's kind of what I mean by that. Next is meditation and breath work. And I used to hear this and I used to be like, boring. I don't want to do that. Or I used to think that it was like, you had to be like in a yoga studio and it was like, if you can see me right now, I've got like my fingers like in a circle and my eyes are closed. But that's what I used to think meditation was. And it doesn't really have to be that way. There are apps that you can download. Some of them are free. And you don't even, it doesn't even have to be like this big chore that you do. It can be as simple as like taking 2 minutes to just be quiet and breathe. So literally set a timer on your phone and just breathe in and out. So you can do this with your eyes closed, or you can Google like breath work or breath exercises, and you'll see a bunch of them come up where you can like inhale as the shapes get bigger and then hold that breath there for a couple seconds and then exhale as the shapes get smaller. Something like that. That's a good visual. I know that my Garmin has something like that. My old Fitbit had something like that. So if you have a smartwatch, chances are you already have an app that does something like this. So go ahead and look into that. Super convenient. Next, move that body, girl. Move that body. I know, like for me, I do love to crush a great workout. And sometimes I get into this funk where I feel like if I can't spend like a certain amount of time, or if I can't get a certain amount of work in, that it's not worth the effort, or that the like exercise doesn't count or something. I don't know. I have like this story that I tell myself, but 100% of the time, 100% of the time when I move my body, I feel better. So whether that is a walk outside with the dogs, a quick dance party between Zoom calls. Today I went for a run while my son was at lacrosse practice. It was the best. I feel so much better already. So whatever it is that you do that you enjoy, do that. Just get out there, move your body. And with that, I'm going to say get outside, because I like to take my exercise outside, and just being outside is really good for my anxiety too. And then along with that, we want to also nourish our bodies. Okay, so I'm not here to tell you what to eat, or you know, good food versus bad food, or this or that, whatever. You know what works for you and what doesn't. You know the types of food that you eat and how you eat that, you know, you generally feel better versus, you know, not. So basically, you know, drink your water, eat your veggies, do what you got to do, but make sure that you're taking care of yourself and you're not just doing what's quick or convenient that doesn't necessarily provide us the nourishment that we need. And then last one, and this is a biggie for me, maybe for you too. You have to ask for help. You have to ask for what you need. You have to. You have to ask for help. And I really struggle in this area. And if you can connect with this, let me know. I just don't like to ask for help. And especially when it comes to Drew, my husband, it's almost annoying that I have to ask him for help, because it's like, hi, you live here. Just go ahead and jump in, you know, but that's not really fair, because he doesn't know what my priorities are. He doesn't know what's bothering me. I have to provide that direction. And I know that like people hate that. I hate that too, but that's the way that it is. Our spouses are not mind readers. And so we do have to take it upon ourselves to ask for the things that we need. So sometimes the things we need are like help with chores. Sometimes the things we need are an hour to ourselves that is kid-free. sometimes what we need is someone to listen to whatever it is that's bothering us without providing any solutions. And I know that's hard for a lot of people. So, like, you need to be really clear about that too. You know, if you're trying to vent and get some things off your chest or off your mind, and your spouse or your friend or your mom or whoever is like providing you like all of these like tips and tools and strategies to solve your problem, and that's not really what you want. Like, you know how to solve your problem. You just got to get all of this like stuff off your chest so that you can actually go do that thing. And then when you have all this unsolicited advice, it's like annoying. So be really clear about that. So those are my 7 strategies. I hope that this is helpful for you. So I'm going to read them off here again. Journal. So that's brain dump style. I don't usually do prompts, but if you need a prompt, go ahead and Google journal prompts for whatever. Gratitude every day. So every day I like to think of at least one thing, but usually 5 things that I'm grateful for. Organize, get organized, organize my spaces and my to-do lists. Number 4 is meditation and or breath work. Number 5, moving that booty. Number 6, nourishing that body. And number 7, asking for the help that you need. That's all I have for you guys for today. I really hope that this is helpful for you. If it was, go ahead and slide into my DMs. Let me know. Share this. I love when you guys share on Instagram. Tag a girlfriend in the episode. You know, share it with someone that you think might also need this message. It would really mean the world to me. And it'll help out your friend too. So, win-win situation there. That's all I have. So until next time, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. If you like this, make sure you share it with a girlfriend. And also be sure to tag me on Instagram at Megan Ettinger. I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, unlock your ambition, girl.